stepped on the cracks 'cause I thought I'd hurt my mother. sucked me in and pulled me under.
Feel if the ideal so self were real. Is it a- of self were real? Is it a cure or is it disease? Would I know emptiness from peace? Tracing the fears back to the start, raptures to tear the world apart. Written in scars that never heal, this is the deal.
Written in scars. Monkey 3 there. Wow. That is a very, space odyssey of a track there. Water Bearer is the name of that track. Fantastic band. They're a European band, and they have never turned toward the United States ever. They have several albums out, and I am so hoping they get past that little ceiling that allows them to tour our great country here and make an appearance here in the Bay Area so I can come see them. That is my own personal joy, wishing and hoping. Okay, enough of that. Yeah, great band. Before that, we had Isan out of Norway. Yeah, and from his album Amir, Twin Black Angels. Really cool track off that album. Came out in 2018. Classic track from Jeff Buckley from his album Grace, released in 1994, which was the only full-length studio album he did while he was alive. One was released posthumously that was mostly recorded. There's two discs on that one, which is for My Sweetheart the Drunk. He died before that production could be completed, so it's kind of half complete. But this album was a masterpiece and had 10 fantastic tracks on it. Classic track from Janis Joplin, Cry, Cry, Baby. Yes. And we had some comedy there from Beth Donahue about contraceptive sponges and a very funny routine and very candid and open discussion about women's private parts. Anyway, so I hope you enjoyed that. Weren't too offended, but this is Herbie Hancock, yeah, from his Manchild record, 1975. This is the tail end of the Headhunter era. So, yeah, this is just really, really fantastic music here. Matter of fact, I think I'm just going to let this play, and I'll catch you on the flip side. I'm The Alchemist. This is Radio Valencia and the Confluence Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. You're listening to RadioValencia.fm right here in the heart of the mission. Transmissions to the mission and back to the world and back again.
addicted to me. She is the root connection. She is connecting with me.
Not meant to gross anybody out, but now that you're older, can you visualize your parents? There's no way, is there? It doesn't matter how old you get, you cannot see your mom. No. I had dinner with my parents the other night. I never thought this in my life, and it hit me.
No, they don't do that.
Okay, yeah, they have sex, but not like us, you know what I mean? Who warmed my oatmeal in the morning and going, give me all 18 wheels, you big trucker! They do it different or something. You know, you're pregnant, get back in the kitchen. Our parents aren't having pig sex, man. See, pig sex is the bottom line. There's making love and there's pig sex. That's it. Making love is when you have someone that you love, you care about, you want to hold, you want to be gentle, you want to do what they like.
Then there's pig sex.
each other. You keep slipping out of each other's arms. Whee! I'll even let her call me Arnold Ziffel every once in a while. Green Acres is the place to be. Part of pick sex is psychological. Everybody's done it. You've just never had it pointed out to you. You know you've done this too. You're driving in your car. You stop at a stoplight. You see somebody maybe in another car or maybe on a sidewalk. But for a split second, your mind will go... Let's have sex. You and me just once. Pick sex. Oh, light changed. I have to go. But I read in a woman's ladies' magazine that Nancy Reagan was voted one of the top 10 most beautiful women in the world. God, who voted? Oklahoma? Well, she had teeth. But what this means that there's somebody in this world who sees Nancy Reagan and goes, "Ree!" Who just wants Nancy? God, you're a love goddess. That Ronnie's a lucky man.
yeah. A little Viagra Boys there. Slow learner from Worms, Street Worms. And this is the Beastie Boys, Kangaroo Rap from the mix-up. So that all-instrumental record they did back in 2007. Yeah, missed the Beastie Boys. Of course, we lost one of the members a few years back. So, yeah, I was listening to Paul's Boutique earlier today, and that was fucking fantastic. I also want to say, brief word here, and I'll get more into this next week because I didn't have much time to prep for it. Bob Weir passed away this morning. Age of 78, he died of cancer. Yeah. We'll miss him. I mean, the Grateful Dead was a huge part of my musical journey, especially in the late 80s, early 90s. Definitely going to miss him. What do we have before that? We had, Pig Sex, Steve McGrew from the Comedy Club Network Volume 2. A lot of fun that was. And then we had Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, title track from Deja Vu. 1970, great album. That is an iconic album, just cover to cover. Then we had King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard before that. Yes, that was the album called Changes, and a track called AstroTurf. It was right on the heels of the Petrodragonic Apocalypse record, and it's a long title, and I don't remember it all. So it went from a straight-up heavy metal record to a total jazz funk record. Before that, we had Dancing Barefoot, which is a great cover of Patti Smith's song, done by Simple Minds. Yeah, Don't You Forget About Me, Baby, yeah. Of course, we had Herbie Hancock in the previous interlude. And so we got a lot more fun stuff coming tonight. I got a band out of Austin, Texas next, Megafauna, and I guess we got... a little bit of a local band called Friday Night Nuts. We were on the show at one point, so we're going to do one of their tracks from their album they released last year. I am The Alchemist. This is Radio Valencia and the Conquest Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. So I hope you are enjoying tonight's show. And we look forward to seeing you and hearing from you. And we're right next door to the Makeout Club, so doors are open, man. You come by and say hello. Get a great earful while I keep you entertained while you're standing in line. That's the job of my job. That's my job, man. Yeah.
I'm not into the technical stuff. I'm more of an idea man. I'm a concept guy. You know what I am? I'm a visionary. I'm a fucking visionary. I'm always thinking about something. I'm always fucking thinking. Especially when I'm alone, you know? Now, you're probably saying to yourselves, what the fuck does this guy think about when he's alone? If this is the shit he's willing to talk about in public, what kind of garbage floats through his head when he's home? Well, I'm going to tell you. It's a fair question. I'll tell you what I think about. You know what I think about when I'm alone? The First Enema. Huh? Yeah. I don't think about it all the time, you know. But a lot. Maybe 30, 40 times a day. That's not too much, is it? I don't dwell on it. It's just a quick thought. But let me ask you this. Did you ever think about that? Did you ever think about the First Enema? No. You know why? No vision. No fucking vision. Me, I'm a visionary. I'm always thinking about something, you know. That's when I thought about the First Enema. Here's how it happened. Me and my friend were giving each other an enema, you know. What? He's my friend. Leon. Hey, what good is a friend if you can't give you an occasional enema, huh? So me and Leon are giving each other an enema this day. And at this particular point, it was my turn. So I was kind of relaxed, you know. I was draped over the end of the living room couch there. And I'm reading the food section of the newspaper. Always looking for a good veal recipe, you know. I'm looking through there, and we're talking back and forth. Me and Leon, we're talking about hockey. We're talking about the NASDAQ. We're talking about how sometimes if you rub your eyes real hard, you can see kind of a checkerboard pattern, you know? And suddenly, out of the blue, I turn to Leon. Well, I couldn't turn all the way around. But over my shoulder, I says, hey, Leon, I wonder whoever came up with the First Enema. Well, he flipped. He had never thought of such a thing. He practically dropped the equipment he was holding. And that thing is heavy. It's a fire hose. Number 12 with a zoom nozzle. But it leaves you feeling really refreshed. So we started talking about the First Enema. Because when you think about it, there had to be a First Enema. There had to be a first one. Everything has to happen once for the first time. Some guy, just sitting there, had to think of the enema. And I'm sure it was a guy. This does not sound like a lady's thought. Some guy. He's all a long time ago, this guy. Probably making spear tips or some shit. Sitting there carving a fertility fetish for his girlfriend, something like that. Suddenly he thinks to himself, you know something? I think it would be a really great idea if I would squirt a whole bunch of water up my ass. And then just let it all run out. I'll bet I would feel a whole lot better if I did that. And then, after he thought of it, dig this. After he thought of it, he had to explain it to the other people. And test it. Something like that, you're going to want to test it. You probably want to test it on someone else. I'm sure you wouldn't try it on yourself. But wouldn't you have to be subtle? Don't you think you need kind of a subtle approach? Hey, Joey, turn around. I got a surprise for you. Now, turn around. Whoops, I dropped my rock. Would you pick it up for me, please? Oh, thank you. Hold still. Okay.